This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Remember, I said last week I'm going to play a version of Nature Boy every week from now on until I've run out of Nature Boy versions. So this is a more jazzy one. I like that. It's an organ like that. Time of the week, and here I sit with the one and only, I haven't seen him for years and years, Gavin, His Royal Highness Prince. Good morning, Gavin.
Yay, Gavin's back. Good morning.
Good
those,
morning,
those
love.
Those were my imaginary friends saying, you know, they're excited.
Yeah, they're all excited.
Yes.
They are. We're going to see now in WeChat. It's going to come alive. People will just say. But I want to say something to you. I want to hear from you. Mm. Gavin, last week I would have been at your organization of the Charlene City Richards show. I was vomiting and shitting my brains out. And I've got this problem. I think it's because I'm getting old. I got stomach problems now.
I'm sorry. I know it's a medical problem. It was probably serious, but I just had the vision
of what?
Of you, like, just like shitting all over the place.
Mm. Is it a nice vision? What kind of vision is it?
It's just like I can wait. I can't hear myself. Oh, there I am.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
My goodness.
Turn yourself on.
Yes, I'm on now. It's just like your facial expression more than anything else.
Yeah, well, it's
not
a,
about what's happening on yeah. the toy on the
on the toy
walls.
Toy. Yeah.
It's just like your facial expression.
Well, I'm sorry, and what? I want to hear about the evening, the gala, the fucking event, whatever, because you're. Company did it, the Red Dot.
Yeah.
So when I saw you were proud, eh? And I was so, I really wanted to go with my notepad and my pen and just take notes, and but I couldn't. So tell me.
It was amazing. It was called the Charlene St. Richards Inspirations Award.
Okay.
So it's an award that the Gateway Health Institute of South Africa, which they gave to her.
Okay.
Because of the work that she's done in the 30 years that she's been in the TV industry.
That's amazing.
And Charlene, you've had her on the show. You're good friends with her. Charlene
yeah.
is an amazing, legendary
and she's fantastic.
Performer.
And she puts you in a good mood wherever she is.
Exactly, when she opens her mouth.
When she opens her mouth, yeah.
Like, I've had the pleasure of driving and taking her to, like, radio interviews.
That is
like
a pleasure. There. Actually, that is a pleasure. But did she demand to smoke in your car?
She, fortunately, she didn't. But I've had to just, like, exercise my muscle, yeah. The ones that you used to love.
Yeah.
And my ears.
Yeah.
Especially the left one.
Yeah.
because that one can kuluma kakhulu.
I know, but what is so funny is that she would make you laugh and be so funny, and then she would say, "Oh, you're a so nar," and she's always ill,
yeah.
But she's always so funny.
That's altijd so'n hoesela, like a dingetjie wat.
That's a aan die kant van die munt.
But she looked amazing. She had this black dress on. I forget the designer's name, but she looked like absolutely beautiful, black okay. with silver shoes on. And it was and Koenie de Villiers performed.
Oh.
Sonia Harold performed.
Oh, why didn't you ask me to perform? Oh, well, wouldn't have come because I would be shitting all over the piano.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good evening. I love Charlene
and Bianca LaGrange.
Ah,
Tracy
love
Lee.
Her. Love. Don't know who she is. Oh, I know who she is.
Tracy Lee. She's on The Voice now.
Oh,
she's a contestant.
Oh,
on
fantastic.
The Voice. She's still in. And but all friends of Charlene. So and then Dirk van der Westhuizen is and he's a guy. Remember that guy that 2 years ago he was in the news for is an Afrikaans guy, singer from Pretoria, and he did the Gundam style but in Afrikaans. And he got criticized from all corners in South Africa.
But he's quite good looking.
Yeah, he's good looking, he's tall.
Ja.
En hy het die styfste broekie aangehad like Saterdag aan.
Ag Jesus.
If I can gossip like about my own event, like proper, yeah. like proper.
But you worked your gaga plat, hey.
I was in pain, like physically in pain.
Okay.
But Charlene, she was in tears as per usual.
Yeah.
And gave a thank you speech of note. So it was an amazing event and I absolutely I enjoyed it.
Well, I'll wait for the DVD, darling.
Yes, the DVD's in the making.
Well, every May, we have Charlene Situations on the show. It's like an annual date we have. Mm-hmm. So it's coming up in May, and then we will have her on the show. And I'll make sure that you are here, and we can have a laugh.
Amazing.
But of course, it's not only you and I. It's not the Gavin and Casper show.
Oh, damn
please,
it.
No.
Why not?
Because we've got other wonderful, talented human beings here. Like we have got Shemaine Harris. Hello.
Good morning. Yeah, no, I mean, I could listen to you guys for a long time.
Can
actually.
You?
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't bored at all. I was just, you know, I was lapping it up. So
okay,
it was
cool.
Great.
Switch it off.
Okay, so off with Shemaine. And then we've got Duncan. Hello, Duncan.
Hello, Casper and the other family.
Gaan het goed met jou?
Alles gaan goed met mij, meneer, en met bij jou kant?
Nee, lekker, dankie. Hoe was jouw week? Waar heb je alles gedaan? Wat zijn hoogtepunten? Kan je mij van vertellen?
Mijn hoogste punt van die week was als mijn voetballerklap het gewen.
Je voetballerklap.
Voetballerklap en hulle gaan naar semifinale toe.
Ja.
En dat is goeie nieuws, meneer. Goeie nieuws, meneer.
Dat is een goeie nieuws.
Ja.
Dat is een goeie nieuws.
Dat is absoluut. Nee, ik is baie blij. En so, wie is jouw favoriet goedbalballer?
Is het klap, hulle roep dit Manchester City.
You fucking racist. I thought it was local.
Nee, jy ken meneer, de ding van local voetballer is dat is nie so... Lekker om te kijken. Nee, is niet die professionals, niet
an
exhibitie.
Ja, it's not. Sometimes you lose attention, eh?
Ja.
Attention span, and you go.
Ja,
I do that as well.
It's net zoals die local movies and stuff. Je kan as je comparatie.
I like that.
I like this pitch in Afrikaans.
I do.
I love it.
I'm enjoying it.
As je een fliek van oversea
oorsee
kijk.
But you can make up your own language. I'm never gonna correct you again. Go on.
Als je fliek van oorsee kijk en je kijk van fliek van dierenkant, dat is een goeie, dat is een groot differentie, meneer.
Daar is.
En ik is een persoon dat hou net van kwaliteit.
Ik ook.
Ik doe net kwaliteit. Ding is ek, meneer.
Ok, so daarom kyk jy vir daai groep wat speel Manchester, whatever the
City.
Fuck. City. Oh, not United.
Nee.
Oh, City.
City is the big neighbors, meneer.
Ah. Weet jy, ek was al in die arena.
Jy was 'n speelpalletjie.
Nee, nee, nee. Nee, ek was was nie 'n speelballetjie nie, maar ek was daar. Ek het daai arena gesien because there was a pop group who performed there.
Old Trafford, meneer, in England.
No, it's Man City.
Oh,
I was at Man City.
Oh, okay.
Not Man United. So I was there. Anyway, Duncan just walked away. But okay, people, guess who is this? Okay? Tell me who is this. I know it's country, it's cuck, but the whole idea is to guess. It's someone famous.
Pull the shades, lock the door.
This is the...
Drag your feet across the floor.
My narrate kom terug.
In the hall, pull them down off the wall. Now it's gone. She is gone.
I just gone. Caught Duncan with his hand in the cookie jar, jamming this fucking song. No, you don't. You don't. Gee daar die telecommunicatie middel van mij terug.
In the world tonight, not enough whiskey for you.
Dis nou die koor, not enough whiskey.
Not enough whiskey to make it all
right.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Klink 'n bietjie soos Jack Hammer se Silla Hayden. Die hartseer
van Jack Hammer. Jack Hammer? Ja, Jack Hammer. Oeh, okay, nee, maar hierdie is iemand internasionaal. Nee, ek sê dat die seer klink so'n bietjie soos syne, soos hy uitdruk in sy muziek.
Okay, kan ek jou clue gee?
Ja, asseblief.
Poeking, 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 tak, 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 tak.
Because it's a kruis tussen 'n hoender en 'n trein.
Okay, nou, hier's nog 'n clue. Jack, hello. Jack, be careful. The cookies.
Sylvester Stallone.
Jack, be careful.
All right.
Sylvester Stallone?
Jack.
King! King! King!
Hello!
24! Jack Bauer!
Oh!
The Skiefer!
Oh, Johnny!
The Skiefer of the country!
Awesome!
That ain't fair!
We found another
episode!
Ek weet nou van country, nie maar nou ja.
Who doesn't like a bit of country?
Yeah, but he's got this voice for it. And the song is Not Enough Whiskey. There's not enough whiskey in the morning light.
Pour the drinks, throw them back.
I see just some people walking in here, and you know that we got our launch of the Boys and Girls of Club Central today.
Yeah,
the first people will be here.
So
the first people will be here.
All right.
Yay. I think I was.
That explains the beautiful shoulders I just saw
the
from
short.
Behind.
Did you see the hair?
Oh, beautiful.
Shoulders from behind.
I think we must play this now. What we just saw.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by.
Ba-ba-ba.
They solemnly convene to make the scene. Which is the name of the game? Watch a guy, watch a dame on any street in town.
La la la.
And
la,
la, la, over la, la, and across, la, la, romances fast. Guys talk, girl talk. It happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk with tender love and care. It's keeping track of the fact, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud collective sigh.
In Prince Albert, it is 36 degrees today. In London, 13 degrees maximum. In Cape Town, it is 15 degrees maximum. Why am I talking about this? Because I've just been to Prince Albert. I finished some scenes we had to pick up. That's professional talk. You pick up scenes for a movie. For my movie, Snarks Genoeg. Not my movie, a movie I'm in. Snarks Genoeg.
Meneer.
And it was 36 fucking degrees in Prince Albert. It's very hot thing.
Wow.
The last time you told us about Snacks Genoeg,
yeah.
You guys were doing post-production. I thought you were done filming.
Yeah, no. My thought exactly.
Yeah, just don't point fingers. So, what happened was that we were editing. No, we didn't say post-production. Yeah, we were editing it.
Yeah, you had said post-production.
Well, let me help you. We were editing it and then we saw mistakes. That usually happens with the best in the families, and then you go correct it by doing one or two pickups, and that's what we've done now.
Mm.
Now the movie's going to go into final mixing, it's going to go into special effects, it's going to go...
What's the special effect?
So schools in on ploffings and stuff. I hope it's not After Effects. After Effects you can always see in the best movies. When the city is burning, you can see, oh fuck, it was After Effects on Adobe. Hey, I hope our technique is better. Like, oh god, there's the girls for me. Okay, thank you, meneer. So, we did that, and I went to a very interesting town called Neu. Do you know about Neu?
Neu.
Hey, how do you spell that?
N-U-Y.
What?
Neu.
Neu. It's wine. They have.
Sounds like a posh version of Patla Patla.
No,
oh,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Is it a lelijk woord?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get you.
Of net nee. In Kasper's taal. Nee.
Nee. Yeah, in Holland's. Nee. Well, I went to Nee. They do wine there. They've got a beautiful place there. We sit on top of a mountain. You look at all the beautiful mountains.
And you say, nee.
And you say, nee, I'm not going right now.
Mm.
And you know what? That whole Nee fucking place... where we were, I think it's a wine distiller, maker, whatever. They attacked me and they were so friendly with me, all the people there. And that's why I'm mentioning it. I want to thank them once again. And thank you for not giving me wine, although I don't drink anymore. I could have given it as a gift to someone, but no.
Exactly.
But no. No, nothing. But they were friendly.
So... How many people are living in this sort of
I think
town?
Three. No. I think it's not very big. But you know what? I think Martinez Passon, which is a director of note on stage, I think he was born there. I did write him a message saying, Martinez, were you born in Ney?
Why would you think he was born in Ney?
Because I remember the name Ney. I remember the name Ney.
Do they have tartos?
I remember the name Ney. It's something but altijd bij mij blij. Die naam is Ney. I don't know. So I wrote to Martinez, were you born here? He didn't answer me.
Mm-hmm. Ney.
Ja hoor.
Yes, what's the moral of the story? There are people that can ignore Casper de Vries.
But they won't live to tell it. Bye-bye, Martinez. Bye-bye, career. And then I flew with Mango and they said, our captain today is Captain de Vries. I nearly said, oh my God, ek moet voorsit. Skoon vergeet, ek vlieg ook nog. But it was another Captain de Vries. And so as I left the plane, I asked the girl, did you say de Vries? Maybe his family. And she looked at me, that's another air hostess.
Yeah.
With eyes of, who the fuck are you? So I knew that joke was going for a bowl of shit because she didn't know who I was. I'm old, you see, I'm old generation now. The young generation, who are you? Why are you telling me this?
And then what did she do? She just ignored
you. No, she just said goodbye. Thank you for flying Mango. But, okay, Gareth, Gavin, you got children. Shemaine, you got children. Duncan, you don't. I don't. Are you, as people with children, are you irritated in a plane when a baby cries? Yeah or nay?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. It depends on what the child's on about. So there are some parents who are just negligent, and then it irritates me, but more because of the parents. But the
that
children
scream
not...
is like a scream that only a mother can love.
Absolutely.
I suppose. You know, or someone who's who has strong maternal instincts, because normally you would go this is normally, it's not always, females would go, what is wrong with the child? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not going to think that the child's just
it
naughty.
Is scraping against my innards. It long cat nails. And it's like a fucking siren, you know, because the
can this plane land now?
You know? And I clench my teeth.
I would say, what's wrong with the mother?
Say you clench something
I would
else.
Say, what's wrong with the mother?
Yeah.
Because you know what?
The mom is so dog tired that she can't control the child either.
And you know what they have? I don't know if you can remember this, because your children are like adults now. But
totally.
But they've got like, on most planes, they've got like sections. Sections by the, usually by the wing for like parents with babies. When Kenya was 3 months old, I flew with her. But fortunately, I've been blessed with a very quiet child. But they give you
advice. Are you sure she's not deaf?
Hmm?
Are you sure she's not
deaf? No, she's not deaf.
Can I just a point of order, Gavin? I mean, I had, 32 years ago, just starting children. What colored woman could afford a plane ticket for herself and a child? Just Suma. I didn't notice.
But the cool thing is,
you know that they have sections.
And the cool thing is, they actually, the air hostesses, they go to you. Or the air hosts, whatever, they go to you and they advise you what to do when your child is a bit cranky. Yeah. I don't know what your air hostess were on.
I don't know what they were doing.
But they tell you, like, where is your bottle? Where is he dummy?
Yeah.
And do you have something for this child to chew on? In like, because it's like hectic for their ears. Om op te gaan en om af te komen.
Ja, natuurlijk. En dan gil hulle nou uit nature uit. Maar
but don't be angry at the babies. Be angry at the parents.
Nee, meneer. Over the weekend, I was at a restaurant. And then I was sitting. And on the table next to us was this family. And there was this little kid. And all this kid was doing was she had a spoon. And all she was doing was just banging on the table with the spoon.
Oh, God.
Non-stop. Ping, oh God. Ping, 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 over and over. And over. I just looked at the parents. It's like they were numb to the whole sound because they weren't doing absolutely anything about it.
Because you do get numb to it. It's like
if comfortably I can, numb.
You get comfortably. You have
what
to.
What about the other
out.
People around you?
Well, you. I don't know.
So of course,
I mean,
people's necks will stiffen and then they will start looking at the baby.
But I think it's a coping mechanism for parents. They go, I'm out of this.
They do that. So when you like in a public space, like say Duncan or in the airplane. People think that by looking at the mother, like looking at the mother, it's going to help. No. Yesterday, a child did the same thing. We had a memorial service for an old friend, like yesterday, Square. And then it's a proper memorial service where people are getting up and talking about Chantal and Chantal's life. She was 33. She died of cancer. And hier kom die kinders op en die kinders begin ras and whatever. So everybody's looking. So I was just like, looking is not going to help. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Shush.
Nice.
No, move.
That's
move.
Very, that's very
what
Gavin.
I did.
That's very Gavin.
I almost got fired once at my old job where I was working in, at Game in Cresta. So I was one of
your
the guys.
Name and shame them, Duncan.
People that were packing toys and selling top mops and stuff, you know, those kind of people. On the other aisle there was this baby. This baby was crying for like 5 minutes, Minier. She wanted a toy, but her mom didn't want to get her the toy. Then from the other aisle that was next to her, where she was, I was like, somebody shut that baby up or I'll kill her. Or I think I'll eat her, something like that.
Oh, my God.
Yo. And then I got the worst reactions from white ladies saying, who do you think you are? You can't say things like that. I'm like, this baby has been crying for the past 5 minutes. No one's doing anything about it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll take this baby and I'll eat it.
Yeah, I'm a cannibal, please.
Then the baby
who do you
kept
think
crying.
You are? I'm a cannibal.
Mo.
Oh, my God. People with babies.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Skit, a kleine kaiki, in die nana. Dis Kasper Radio. Woes.
hear the stem harmonies.
I love it.
I quickly want to say, we talked about TV shows last week. I said I didn't know about The Americans. I watched one episode of The Americans. Since then, I am like hooked. What do you call it? Binge watching? So I can tell people, recommend it. Watch The Americans. It's now in season 4. It is wonderful, wonderful action and gasps and sex and espionage and twists and tales. Wonderful series. I don't know why I've gone English all of a sudden.
All of a sardine.
But it's really wonderful. And then we'll go one bit of news before I will shut the fuck up. And that is, have you seen those little stofzayerkies?
Yeah, yeah.
That they, on their own, they go zzz, like a little vierkant. It's a little boxy, and then it goes on its own, the stofzuiger, the vacuum cleaner. Why do you look at me all like I'm an alien?
Maybe because you are.
I can't know what a stofzuiger is.
Vacuum schooner.
A vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to speak in pidgin Afrikaans. The vacuum cleaner. I got one. So it's just a little block, and it goes on its own. And when it bumps into furniture, it turns around, and it goes underneath tables and that. So I got it because I read they say it entertains the dogs. People write there, oh, we bought one, and the dogs were so entertained. And
they love it.
Yeah. So I bought it.
So die, met ander woorde, hy maak skoon, that thing cleans, and then the dog dirties after it cleaned. Well, how amazing. It's wonderful.
No, but what they say is that the dogs were like running around, running mall because of this little thing running around.
But your dogs are always clean.
Well, yeah. So it's not to clean dogs. It's to clean tiles. It's a floor cleaner. Yeah.
But now listen. So this thing, the vacuum cleaner cleans.
Yeah, it's a little
robot. The dogs
robot
come running from outside, and then they go,
and they're dirty. So I put it on. Great excitement. You have to load it for 36 days. So the battery is loaded. I put it on. My dogs didn't even look at it. I was sitting there with big eyes. Kom nou julle, dit is 'n dingetjie op sy eie wat beweeg. Ooh, kom ons kyk. They were like, oh please.
Maar ek dink die ding is, jou honde meneer is oud honde.
Nice.
And if it was like a modern dog, like today's generation dog.
You think it would give attention to this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I would think an old dog would go, what the fuck?
Can't teach old dog new tricks, meneer.
Well, they were sitting there. They didn't. That was a waste of money. But this thing, it's not really vacuuming everything. You know, it's like...
You take a video
of
it.
Is it effective, though? Does it help?
Well, if you have wooden floors or tiles... And a long stretch of it, yes. But not carpets and so forth. But I did, the little thing goes everywhere, eh? Because then after my dogs ignored it, I was sort of keeping tabs on the thing. And it goes underneath tables and underneath.
Do you control it in any way?
No, it bumps. It's got sensors. So when it bumps, boom, then it goes zzz, another way. Oh, look, there's Sarita on the WeChat.
Sarita op die WeChat say, hello, everyone.
As die kinders so
skree, verrader, ek en die mami nooit weer gebeur nie.
There was one word I couldn't figure out.
Verrader.
Hello everyone.
No, just the V word.
As die kinders so skree, verrader, ek en die mami
Verander.
That's what
she says. I change into the mummy.
Nooit weer gebeur nie.
So then the children stop.
Never been
because
born.
Because she goes. No. She's sitting there in a plane. Now the baby goes. She goes. Like you said, I'm gonna eat you. She's just have the mummy face. And then the children stop immediately. Sorry, Danny.
Okay.
So that's a good idea, I think.
Verrader.
Yeah, look at them as a fucking. Verrader face.
Verrader.
So this is the Casper Radio Show. We're gonna launch the boys and girls of Cliff Central very soon. Oh yeah. We're gonna after this, because first I think it's time for Consistory. 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 Now, it's brought to us by iFix, and I read this morning that apparently it's true that your telephone carries with it so much bacteria that they discover like 3% feces on phones and iPads. Clean it every day, because apparently our phones go with us everywhere.
I heard that a toilet seat is cleaner than your cell phone, Manira.
Yes,
how do you
depends, it depends on who cleans it.
You, what, yeah. Your toilet or your phone?
As a bachelor, you would never clean your toilet, Duncan.
You.
I get the Macy that come pay the ace.
So, oh, she's your girlfriend now. Yes. Last time she wasn't your girlfriend anymore.
Yes, you need a girl.
It's as a goeie domesticasie.
Domesticasie. So, bring me the kasi.
I bought this. See, this is a tube. It said glass. Glass. Sorry, I'm not American. Smithy's glass wax. So you put it on anywhere. You can put it on your personality and it will be brighter. And then you put it on your phone and on your iPad, because I got a fright.
That's lube. When you,
it's lube as well. It's lube. You can use this lube. I tried it. But I got a fright when I heard that we're walking around with 3 kilograms of cock on our phones. Oh my goodness.
Maar waar tel hulle die shitsels op?
Omdat jy toilet toe gaan met jou foon ook.
En jy was miskien nie jou hande nie. Weet jy hoeveel mense loop uit die toilet sonder om hulle hande te was?
That's disgusting. If I can quote
Donald
Trump.
I never take
especially
my phone.
Especially women, it is the most. I don't know what men do, but you wouldn't think women do it. But
I
do.
never take my phone in when I go and sit.
Oh, really, Gavin?
Never.
You take a newspaper in, or
I take nothing in. I do my business and
take
off
your
I
mind
go.
With you, man. You just take your mind with you.
Never.
And just relax.
I see a bitch from Bernard, Betty Bangles, for you, Gavin.
Oh. Betty, maar het, he sent this earlier on in the show, and he said, ek het begin wonder of ek nou die hele tijd na Gavin moet luister. Bitchy, bitchy.
Thank you,
Bitchy.
Bitchy
Bangles. And Nikki says we are awesome.
Yeah, Nikki Oosten.
We love Ikki. Ach, Nikki.
Nikki. Is she a new listener? Nikki
Oosten. I don't know the name.
Jelle is awesome.
Wie daar boodskap ons stuur, is het Betty?
Nee, is Bernard.
Ja, Bernard, ja.
I love you too, Bernard. Can't wait to see you again.
Wonder hoe gaan het met die been?
We'll find out. But we actually on our way to who? Corn.
Oh, yeah.
Story. So clean your glasses of your phones. If it breaks, go to iFix. Because without iFix, nothing would be possible. So here we go. And after this, it's Boys and Girls of Christentral.
Yay, God bless!
Hallo, Blertsie.
Hallo, Tanya April.
Nou gaan we jou, my kind.
Nou, hart op die oog en sag in die kop, Tanny.
Oeh, jy maak my klaar, Blertsie. Vertel vir my, die mense praat, hulle sê jy weet van iFix.
Ja, ek weet alles van iFix. Ek het hulle prentjies op my mure en hulle syfertjies in my koppie.
So, hoe werk die iFix Plus ding nou?
O, iFix Plus is dan die betaal R69 'n maand.
69.
En dan is Tanny een iFix Plus member.
iFix Plus.
Ja, Tanny. En dan, as iets verkeerd gaan met Tanny's cel, dan is die repairs slechts R250. Al is het de battery of glas of whatever, Tanny.
250, is het al?
Ja.
Dit is mal.
Het is, Tanny, maar ek praat die waarheid.
Goeiemorgen, Elizabeth.
Hello, darling.
Jy weet wat, Elizabeth. Ek het gedink, Wiki, aan waar ons moet heen gaan vir ons witte woord.
Ja, wat jy gedink het?
Wel, kom ons gaan, ne? In ons reis heerlijk door Europa en Amerika. Van huis tot huis.
Van
die hele land. That will take us forever, darling.
Ja, ek het nog nie klaar gepraat nie, van huis tot huis, van die bekendste wetenskaplikes, filosofe, psychoanalyse, psychoanalysas, psychokundiges, enzovoorts, enzovoorts.
Oh my good golly.
Only for you, my darling.
Oh, so where shall we go then?
Ek dink ons moet 'n lysie opstel, Elizabeth. Ek het gedink Einstein se huis, beide in Duitsland en Amerika, Werner von Braun, Freud, Sigmund Freud,
dit 'n goeie idee is. And tell me, do you like Kant?
That's why I married you, my darling.
Nee, ek bedoel die filosoof Kant.
O, ja, ja, nee, ons kan soon toe ook gaan. Kyk, ons kan ons lysie nou saamstel.
You are so bright and so beautiful. I love you so much.
I love you too.
Hallo, mami.
Hallo, my skat.
Oei, ek sien Attie het saamgekom.
Hallo, Marcel.
Hallo, Attie.
Ons is hier om vir jou guns te vra.
Hoe? Ek is in die oore. Hoe gaan het met jou en Veigie?
Ja, ja, Attie, ek wil jou nog die hele tijd vra, maar ek vergeet die hele tijd.
Oh, ek weet nie, iets is fout met Veigie.
Hoe bedoel jy fout met? Of verskoon my, Dr. Langerhans het vir my toeritsdroep vir perde gegeen, maar nou begin ek. Ek was perde vir 'n paar weke, maar nou skiet daar nou en dan 'n ander plaasdier uit.
Dis reg, mama. Dis fyn. Moenie worry nie.
So, jy het gesê...
Ek het gesê, Veigie, daar is iets fout met haar, sê. Sy praat soos 'n demoon en haar oë skyn rooi.
Jew, is dit nie net special effects en make-up nie, Attie?
Nee, nee, dit is, hierdie is real. Jy weet, baie keer skrik jy jouself so, dat jou hare regop staan.
Ja?
Maar my hare het regop staan nou die aand. Veigie was, jy weet hoe sê hulle in Afrikaans, besete?
Ja?
Soos twee lasers. Het haar oog geskyn, sy agteruit en vorentoe gepraat en agteruit.
Hoe bedoel jy, Addie?
Het soos, hallo, hallo, huis, hoe gaan dit hier?
Heer!
Hoe, my haar is op penorent gestaan het.
Wel, vanmorgen toe ons opstaan, dit sê ek, weet wat nou van gisteraan, toe weet sy nie waarvan ek praat nie. Nou voel ek soos idioot. Misschien was het my verbeelding, maar ek het gesien wat ek gesien het.
Weet jy, Attie, wat jy volgende keer moet doen, hè? Is record het op jou cellfoon.
Ja, baie goeie idee, Marcel.
Dankie, Attie. Nou, wat wil jy moet ek doen?
Wel, ons is op soek na een draklord.
Dwellum God?
Soos hulle sê, een draklord. En wat hy doen, is hy... Rij rond in die aande. En dan tel hy rentboys op. En dan kyk hy hulle uit. En as hulle die bol vit, soos hulle sê, dan maak hy hulle drakrunners.
Ja, en dit het met my te doen wat?
Soms het gedink, Marcel, as jy nou vir ons undercover rentboy kan wees. En miskien tel hierdie man jou op, dat jy vir ons die informatie kan deurgee.
Okay, maar wat kry ek terug in return?
Wel, ons sal jou vonnis met ten minste 'n jaar verminder opskort.
Wow, jy, dit is baie, dan moet ek nog net 2 jaar sit.
Jy sien.
Katie, Angelique, Fiona.
Marcel, mami.
Marcel, ek dink jy moet dit doen, dis 'n baie goeie idee.
Dis gevaarlik.
Ja. Maar, 1 jaar af!
Oorweeg dit, asseblief, Marcel.
Goed, ek sal, Attie.
Goed,
julle. So ons gaan rustig deur die troue. Net gaan en rehearse dat julle fyn is. Die Engelse priester kon het ongelukkig nie maak nie. Hy het vir my ge-WhatsApp. Hy het 'n exorcism om te doen. Liewe Heer, wat is dit?
It's when exorcism is for English people, not for Afrikaans people. It's when the priest comes and he drives out demons.
Whoa. Is dit nie gevaarlik nie?
Dat is maar deel van die Engelse kerke. Afrikaanse kerke doen dit nie.
Jy kry veral onder jou katolieke, dat hulle het selfs 'n film daaroor gemaak. The Exorcist. Ja, dit was dan nie, dit is 'n musical, nee?
Nee, dit was 'n thriller. Yes, my darling. It's nothing to sing about.
So hy sal hier wees. Ons sal sy stukke insit later, maar onthou dis nou die eerste oefening. So julle kom die gang af. Elizabeth, wie bring jou in?
Well, my father, he is in Dalstrom, maar hy sal afkom en my afbring in die aisle. Hy ongelukkig in 'n rolstoel.
Hoejewe.
Maar dit is fyn, ek sal net saam hardloop.
En dan wag jy klaar hier by die kansel, ne, Dr. Langerhans? Ja, ek wag hier. Goed, dan is dit, dan kom staan julle, dan is dit, ek basis bla die bla die bla. Liefde is nie opgeblaas in die la 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 bla die bla en bla bla. Die Engelse priester kom in.
Yes.
En hy praat dan sy woorde. Fon 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 fon.
Yes.
Goed, dan staan ons hier. En dan is dit nou tyd vir die eet, die huweliks eet. Jy sê die huweliks eet.
Ja, of die sakrament. Oh, the sacra. It sounds as if it's sucking.
Nee, dis dit glad, dit is die sakrament baie heilig. So dan vra ek, beloof jy, ek sê jou name, Langerhans?
Ja?
Beloof jy deur dik en dun, huwelik, bankrotskap, siektes, malligheid, afdwaling, rondslapery, irritasie, om by haar te bly?
Ja?
And then the English priest would come to you, Elizabeth?
Yes.
And he would say, Elizabeth, diakonal, kakakonal, smook?
Yes, that's just my name.
Ek weet, ek ons reus moes nou maar nie. And dan sal hy sê, do you take this man in sickness and health, in all kinds of weather, in, you know, when he's unfaithful, which you will not be. Nie, ja, ek sal nie wees nie, dominee, kom. Ek sê maar net, dit is die hele rein. En dan sê julle, ja, ja, ja. En dan gaan ek sê, julle is man en vrou. And then the English priest will say, you're man and wife. Ons het daarom gedink, dominee, dat in stede daarvan dat ons vir mekaar rhympies opsê of quote uit 'n Helen Steiner reiskaartjie.
Of Hallmark.
Of Hallmark, ja. Het ons gedink, miskien is het beter om 'n duet te sing.
And you know what, Dominican? Ek het my nephew is here. Lance!
Hello!
This is Dominican.
Hi, Germany.
Hello. This is Dr. Langerhans, you know, of course.
Hi, Dr. Langerhans.
Hello, Lance.
Okay, so he is a guitarist. But we haven't decided on a song yet.
Ons het gedink ons is al twee psigiaters.
Ja, dit is waar.
As jy psigiater so hard sê, dan fuik my oë uit. So wat?
So he's going to help us by selecting songs. That's why we're here also as part of the rehearsal. As die afhanang.
Okay.
So Lance, darling, we thought about maybe singing songs about crazy. Have you got any crazy
ideas? There's a lot of things trending with crazy right now. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell. But stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me.
That is like, it's like difficult for me to hit those notes. Maybe something else?
She drives me crazy, like no one else. She drives me crazy, and I
het is recognized, nee, my darling.
Ja, het is lekker. Is daar nog enig iets anders langs?
Oké.
Okay. Yes?
And this thing called love.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't handle this thing called love.
Oh, yeah.
I must get around to it to get ready.
Crazy little thing called love.
Jij heet hem.
Oh, dit is misschien ook een lekker een.
Isn't there some evergreen kind of a thing, Lance?
Crazy, crazy for being so lonely.
I'm not lonely anymore, Elizabeth.
I'm crazy.
I hear you, darling.
Crazy for being so blue.
Oh, Lance is crying.
I see.
I
know you'd love me as long as you wanted.
Oh,
and then someday you'll leave me for somebody new.
Okay, as ons net daai woorde moet verander aan die einde, want dit gaan nie goed afgaan by 'n troue nie.
As ek seker so, uncle.
Yeah.
I'm crazy for trying. Crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Can you patience?
Yeah.
Waarom had je gaan tannie nou?
Oh god, ik is op pad naar Uitwijkstoom, ja, ik heb plus mee met de woord, man.
Oh, tannie patience.
Because this is part of our stuffed poopies, which we will launch a bit later. First, we've got to get Tats in, but you won't believe who this is. It's not Sonia Harold, though. There they go into the sunset. We'll get back to them now on Stop for Peace, but now it's time for
extra
our
special.
I talked over the extra. It's time for our
extra.
Say it again.
Extra.
Okay.
Special
guest, and I'm so glad to have him here at last.
Whoopee!
The one and only Tats Nkonzo is here live. That thank was Duncan, you. Though. Hello, Tats.
Hi, Casper.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. We've been trying this for a while, haven't we?
For a while, and every time something goes wrong, and you go overseas, or you have to perform in fucking Syria, and but now here you are. And I must tell the people that I went to a theater in the Roodepoort. It was like a 15-seater, and we were sitting there, and it was the most horrible situation in terms of the atmosphere and the build-up that you can imagine. And it turned out to be a fantastic evening of comedy and comedians. And my jaw was on my lower shoe. I must tell you, with the things I saw that night. And we know Pops is good. I know I've seen him before. I've never seen Tuts in action. Yes, you are fantastic.
Thank you so much, Casper.
But you are really, you got it. You got it.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Coming from you. I was very surprised to see you in the...
So was I.
In the audience. What was the occasion?
Well, we were coming to scout for some program on TV we were looking for presenters for.
Uh-huh. At a comedy club.
Yeah, because a comedy presenter is usually very nice to have.
Okay.
One who's got, you know. But I didn't know that you were presenting. I saw afterwards that you were doing all these shows as well. So you've got the natural knack to do that.
Thank you.
But let's go back. You were on Idols.
Yikes, yes.
So you can sing as well, eh?
When I got to Joburg, I'm from the Eastern Cape. So when I got to Joburg, I literally did everything. It was like... Because I was so surprised when I landed here that there's an audition for this and there's access to that and you can go and try and be that. Yeah. And it was like a chocolate factory for me in terms of artistically. Because in East London, all I had was the school plays, which was once a year.
Yeah.
And choir. And that was it. But Joburg, I did everything. I just jumped right in. So.
And you know what? Dark chocolate is more popular than white chocolate. That I can
dark tell. Chocolate. I don't think dark chocolate is the bitter one.
No. I actually mean milk, dark milk.
Okay, so like.
But the Easter egg chocolates.
Like yellow bone chocolate.
Now that.
Like Dunkin' tone chocolate as opposed to.
To Gavin. Yeah, Gavin is more like top deck.
Cappuccino.
Yeah. Still making a.
But don't burn me.
Oh, no, we won't. Not we yet. Will drink you in, darling. And your sets that night, as I try to explain, it is a terrible circumstance. I mean, you think you sit here in this small little theater and there's not a lot of people. I wouldn't perform even. I would go, an hour and a
day. I tried to get you up, if I remember.
You did.
I
went up and down again.
That's the thing about
then
you.
Already I was hooked and enjoyed it so much. But I just meant before the time I thought, oh my God, these people are just going to go through it because it's not a nice night.
Yeah.
But it was like Carnegie Hall, you know.
Oh my goodness.
So the standard was so fantastic. I mean, not everyone was absolutely, but you were world class, Tuts.
Oh my goodness.
And the things, your material is so original and off the cuff, I loved it. It's
you're
absurd.
So believable. I love this because usually radio people get paid to say all this stuff, but I'm looking at you as you're saying it.
Yeah, no, I'm
and here. I really thank you, Casper.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say it here, and it is on air, and it will be on podcast, that you can go further than Trevor Noah.
Oh, my goodness.
You can go further. You got more than him, and he is fantastic.
Absolutely. That's a huge honor. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. De Vries.
But I'm going to let you work for that today.
Meneer De Vries.
Yeah, but...
Ek is hier, ek is trying to...
Meneer!
Ja, nou kan julle praat.
Ons kan praat, ek is so geluk.
Okay.
My broer is hier so.
Exactly.
En ons kan...
There goes the show.
Praat, meneer.
Wat sê jy exactly, meneer Duncan?
Ek sê...
That's Pigeon Afrikaans he's doing.
Okay.
Ek is so trots dat jy is hier so. Uh-huh. En ek en jy kan net... Nye en embrace. Ons kan die Afrikaanse taal ge-embrace. ek is so yes.
Okay.
Happy. That's
what he's happy. He's Italian.
That's what I guess.
Well, you're not only here to have to show off.
Yes.
You can also just visit us.
And
I'm going to go into that section now.
Okay.
Because just before you came in, I played some strange music.
Mm.
And I said to the people, oh, it's going to be Stof Poppy. So we got a Stof Poppy every week where we go back to a golden oldie.
Stof Poppy. Okay. Poopy.
Poopy, yeah. It's like a boss. Dust, like a fart in the dust. And so we're going to go to that. So I'm going to play the intro for that. And then we're going to go to... that song I played and other music, and you will recognize it, but you won't believe who they are. It's one of those bands where you listen, you will never buy a CD, but when you hear them, your toes go tapping, you know? So let's hear this first.
Stof Poppy, Stof Poppy,
stof poepies van J.H.
Lekker.
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
So that's the song I was playing, but
was that, that was an advert?
No, but this song now.
Oh, is this the Dorf Poppy?
This one. But they changed their style dramatically. Plus it's got Gavin's glasses on. It looks very nice, very funky.
Thank you. I was under pressure with those topless models.
Orange is your color.
I thought, let me do something special for you guys as well. I see the phones are not wet this time.
No, they're not, but at least they're not dry. So, Charmaine, who is this we're listening to?
Who were known as the Scorpions?
They started out
as the Scorpions in 1962.
Who were known?
Uh-huh, they were first signed by Piccadilly Records.
In the 60s?
In the 60s.
Did they change their name?
Yes, they did, and it's a British rock group.
And was it an animal name as well?
No, go more Latin. The name Latin. Right now is more of Latin origin.
Wow.
Uh-huh. You want to?
Ricky Martin.
Well, okay. Do you know what? No, not Ricky Martin, but there is a Rick in that group, a Rick Parfitt.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a little bit of their new style, but people won't know it's them, but they'll know the song.
Okay.
Okay, and then we go on with a riddle of who the fuck this is.
Okay.
Listen to this. You will know this. It's played in all movies every now and then. All movies every now and then. Okay, so that song we all know.
Ek weet, meneer.
Wie?
You do?
Ja, my papa het altyd die musiek te speel.
Papa.
My papa.
Ja.
En as ek onthou, dis Status Quo.
Yay!
Yay!
That's so good. Yes, it's
very
status quo.
Very good. You're right.
My papa.
Papa. I didn't know it was Status Quo who played in the army now.
Huh. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what movie you said all the movies... Yeah. I've never...
Sounds rocky to me.
Really?
What
but
movie?
But you're young. And it's like say, Stripes or... what's the... Army fucking movies. Private Benjamin or...
Wow.
But, I mean, that is before the your guy, time.
This is what I love about
your
comics. Because you and I can
amazing.
Connect even though we are ages apart.
Thank you for that, Tuts. I feel very young now.
That's... Well, you said you... When you
I know,
raised
I know,
it...
No,
I thought...
Know.
That's one of the reasons I said yes, because I was like, but...
He's so old.
Yes, yeah. That was a thought. Okay. But I was like, but he's a comic.
Yeah, but no, but I did tell you that I might die before the end of the year, so you must come. You see, that's the thing about old comedians. We go on about illness and being old, and then we are affronted if you say we're old. We go, what?
Right.
Yeah. But that's the secret of being
old. Do you still perform?
Grumpy.
Sometime. Stand up.
Sometimes.
Where? Like, where would I...
Touch it. We're busy with Stop Poopies now.
Oh, yeah. I apologize. Sorry.
So don't come with the interview
I'm
now.
Breaking protocol. I apologize. It's just so low. I thought it was background Stop Poopy. Like a silent fart.
Ah.
Yeah. That's okay. Well, you're going to interview me now. I like it. We're vain. We're vain comedians. So, Charmaine, go on.
Okay, and they've also had over 60 chart hits.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Stop it.
No, really.
That's remarkable.
That is, isn't it?
Is what? 60?
Over 60.
Yes.
So
is there anyone with more than that?
I have no idea.
Casper, is there?
I have no idea. But also, what's
Beatles?
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson. Is ABBA.
It? Huh?
60 songs though now.
Over 60. Yes, go and do your Google search. You know you can get anything from Google.
Absolutely.
You are more than welcome. So the remaining members are four now. Francis Rossi, Rick Parfitt, Rhino, also John, or John, which also called Rhino Edwards, and then Andy Brown. So, and that's, yeah, and I tried to find out why they gave the name Status Quo. I just couldn't, up until now, find out why.
But the thing is, we listened to that matchstick, wow, 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 psychedelic. Kind of a psychedelic kind of a rock, but they changed it now. And in because a lot of musicians pick their noses up when they hear Status Quo, because it is basically what they call boogie rock. It's always, you can just dun, 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 bum, 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 and that's why I say your toes will tap, but you won't necessarily buy their cock. But we know all these fucking songs. I mean, there's a song called Whatever You Want, Whatever You Need. Remember that?
Yeah,
whatever,
yeah, absolutely. You want.
Huh? Whatever. Wasn't that an advert? Whatever you need.
You can have
that
it.
That was for the Yellow Pages.
Yes, that's right.
No.
But how
that was, though.
How catchy is that?
It could be, eh? It could be. Yeah. It could be, because that it's catchy.
Also
it's
another,
it's like a disease. It's catchy.
Yeah. The other one also rocking all over the world.
That one, yeah. Well, we got that. So let's. Yeah, this is the Whatever You Want one. Remember?
Woo!
So now you're driving your car. You go, ah, yeah. Let's put it louder. Like,
you want to do that?
You're tapping on the steering wheel.
Yes.
Oh, eh, ah, ah.
But yeah, it's coming, baby.
But to go out and buy a Status Quo LP, I've never actually seen one.
What?
They've got one out now, I think, 2014.
Really?
Yeah! Whatever you want, whatever you need. What does Rian say?
Meneer, ach, wat se kak boere muziek speel jy nou, meneer? Yes.
Boere muziek?
Hierdie?
Dat is boere muziek, meneer. Wacht, met jou farm music. Luister hier, so Rian Kodier sê, yo Kasper, last week I sent a message and said that you are always drunk.
Oh, yes.
And that's why you are not drinking.
Oh, yes.
But I actually meant you are so hilarious, and the average person needs to be drunk to be 1% as funny as you are.
Wow, that's a massive compliment.
Thank you for the great show. Gavin is a groot poes. Friday.
No, he didn't say that.
Friday is the
best. No. He didn't say that, Gavin.
Duncan, I'm going to hurt you.
Agnes Rian. And,
now he can't play this to his children.
Oh, jammer, jammer. Jammer, kinders. Fridays is the best with the Casper Radio Show team. Horse.
Horse.
What's horse? H-O-S. Horse.
Best.
Oh, horse. Say, it's like, there you go. Come
what,
on.
What about Hosh? Did you want to say Hosh? With the H at the end?
Horse.
How did he spell it?
H-O-S.
Horse, my bro. Horse.
Nah, it's Hosh.
Horse.
I'm not going to say anything because he's complimentary. And
was he, being, like, was he really saying that about
yeah,
me?
Yeah, he did say that.
No, he didn't. He did not.
Kevin's
yeah, really concerned, guys.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Of course
not. I'm perturbed.
Not, you're not a puss, Kevin. At least, you're not.
Well,
that's the last thing you are.
The last thing is, so you're saying he is just last.
It's the very last thing. If you're going to go through things, the last thing on the list will be puss.
But so it's on the list.
It's on the list.
So if I say you're kind, beautiful, and strong,
and
strong is last, but you so you are strong.
But you are but very last strong.
So you just called him.
But you can
no, but you're reading things in between the lines.
No, I'm hearing what you're saying.
But I'm actually understanding now what you're saying to me as well. So yes, that name is it. But it's the last thing. It's the last thing on the list. Right?
Anywho, I will embrace it.
Yeah, dude, it's good to be a Poos man.
Yeah, man, people, you should enjoy it.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying.
Back
it.
To touch. You were interviewing me.
Absolutely.
I would love. Do you yes. know what I? Yes. I've watched Saturday Night Live. I've watched Key and Peele. I've watched every sketch show.
Yes.
And one of my all-time favorite is the Hello, folks.
Ah.
Tears down my.
What is that?
That is from the Kasper Rasper show.
That is one of
Learning Channel.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm a god with that. People adore me for that, Duncan.
Beautiful.
It's apparent but not applicable. People say that, and if they say that, it comes from that sketch.
So I've never seen you do stand up.
Applicable.
I just remember watching that and going, "This man is hilarious."
Ah, thank you.
And then even when you came up on the show at the theater, you didn't do stand up. You just spoke. So this Twitter guy, well, this guy is very correct. That when you just spoke, people laughed. I mean, I was doing jokes and work, and you just came up and effortlessly just. It was like, step aside, young man. And then you, but so I've always, since that day, I was like, I would love to actually see you do a set.
Yeah. No,
I've never seen you.
Well, I've stopped doing shows for a while, but I'll go back. I was just getting tired of it because I did it for so many years. And then, you know, because of South Africa, when you your own manager, your own fucking agent, so organizing all those shows year after year made me very tired as well, because you've got to book the theaters, you've got to do promotion, you've got to do the posters, you've got to do this and that, accommodation for your crew. And I just thought, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't know what to say anymore either. So, you know, that was my excuse. So, but I will do it again. I'm actually doing a show in Afrikaans with Skulk and Hannes in May somewhere.
Love Skulk.
Just as a Skulk is fantastic. Just as a sort of just to see that you can still ride, swim, or drive the bicycle, or you know, that kind of thing. A little bit of
where
an exercise.
Where is that going to be?
That is in Pretoria, Attenborough Theatre.
I'm going to go be the toba there.
Yeah, we will get you there. Because I'm actually the previous show I did with Hannes and Melt was I did improvisation, but that night it will be a set, so that I'm looking forward to that too, to try out new material, because you know, after 2 years you start getting
Kasper, you are funny.
Well, thank you, but you
are a funny man.
I love comedy, and that's why I saw in you that you are fantastic. Now, you brought in a guitar, didn't you?
I did.
You can do whatever you want. I haven't got YouTube clips or anything of you here. I didn't want to do that. I want to actually talk through them, and then you can. What's what happening, Gavin?
I'm just pointing at.
So is that the real deep fried man?
Oh my gosh.
No, he's like deep fried man is a niche. He's not a niche. He is just.
When you hear people say a deep fried man, you immediately assume a black person.
No.
Don't you?
No.
Oh.
I assume a Jew.
Doesn't he look deep fried?
Wow. Really?
Oh. I thought, okay, deep gassed man is a Jew. Deep fried.
Oh my gosh. Sure. Well, that's historically correct.
It is.
It is.
You see, it's based on the truth.
Mm-hmm. This is a song I wrote after I realized that ladies are the only people who can have hit songs based on their body parts. And there's not any male representation in that genre of pop music. You can do the drums there, Duncan. Yeah.
Just, I'll follow your lead.
We all need them. Can't live without them. They're very sensitive, and all men have two of them. I'm talking about balls. Hairy balls. I'm not talking about the ones that you hold in sport. I'm talking about the ones that you hold in your scrotum balls. I'm talking about gonads, kahunas. I'm a sandball. Sometimes itchy, sometimes scratchy, always smelly balls. I'm so sick of love songs. Everybody, so the song's about
balls.
That's right.
Not soccer balls.
So the song's about
balls.
Everybody, come on, Joburg, let me hear you.
What's it
so here? The song's about
balls.
I'm a sender balls. So the song's about
balls.
Amazing. Wow.
More, don't put away that guitar. We want more.
To your beautiful voice.
Yes.
I nearly said your beautiful stem. Listen to your beautiful voice.
That's absolutely remarkable.
I need to show you something, Casper.
What?
You can't show me.
Someone
radio.
Needs
iFix.
iFix. We must put you in touch with iFix.
Okay.
I thought you were being rude, pointing at his crotch.
No, I'm a married man. Proud.
I've got my phone in, and I'm sitting on my phone. Just
I
so
had no
readers.
Choice.
You've got the phone on. And on the phone is
by my balls.
By his balls. I apologize.
You used to do singing, I'm sure, back in the day.
I did. I composed music and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, you see. But what I did was you do it in such a way that people don't actually realize there's music. Because
how do you mean?
Because it's got to be funny. So I have a lot of video streams and stuff on the shows, you know, screens and stuff. And then I pre-record the music and I would like imitate Steve Hofmeyer or whatever.
Right.
And so people wouldn't actually realize you had to go into a studio, compose a song that's a parody on Steve Hofmeyer and sing it. They didn't think that way. They saw me as Steve and laughed. But so they didn't know the work that goes in behind it. It doesn't matter. But I enjoy doing that as well.
When
I enjoy
music. When
you
see comedy, Casper, I'm very interested in this. You've been doing this for a while. So when you see, like, comedy today, surely you have some thoughts about what it's like.
It is absolutely fantastic. It's grown, eh? Eh? When was this new wave of comedy? When did it start?
I think when Trevor went overseas.
Before that. Trevor was a big star before that as well, yeah. Eh?
But he kind of took it up there to where everyone wants to do something and get involved now.
Yeah, but there was a new wave of stand-up. And I remember with the comedy awards already. There were people I've never heard of in my life and I thought they were extremely funny.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot more. There's a lot more comics than stages in South Africa. So there's
absolutely.
A lot of names, a lot of hilarious people that you just don't know.
But because usually you think, okay, it's gonna be, you know, two people will be funny in the bill tonight, and the rest not. And I've seen that with my own eyes in other countries like New Zealand, and they had a night of comedy. I didn't do anything. I just looked at it, watched it, and it's cuck. It's really bad. You know, there's one guy that's maybe funny, the rest, it's really, you go, oh my God, this is embarrassing. Not here. It's one after the other. You go, wow, it's funny.
Watch stand-up comedy, people. If you're listening, please support South African comedy.
Yes,
we
please.
We can't grow without you. Thank you.
That's good to say that, because you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, no, very funny, guys. Very, very funny. Pretoria has a scene that's building, and so many comics there that I didn't even know. I remember when I went to Pretoria. State Theatre, where Giriboni does a show. There were these young guys just killing the room.
Mm.
Killing the room with their 5 minutes and 10 minute sets.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was like, who are these people? Because when you're in Joburg, you kind of think you've conquered.
Yeah. You know everyone.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
That's
you
kind of
think
note.
You've conquered South Africa.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do my one man. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see you go to Polokwane and see how that works out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there they go.
There they got. Yeah.
They've got their own people. Mm. And then in East, so it was such an eye-opener even for me.
It's an explosion that happened sometime in the 2000s somewhere.
Absolutely.
And it is really fantastic. But now you also competed in Last Comic Standing.
So you think you're funny. It is a version of it.
Yeah, it's just a fucking version of it. But you did well. But why didn't you win?
I wasn't a comedian.
When I entered that
show,
I entered that show, so the first time I did stand-up was in front of millions of people on TV. I'd never done comedy before.
So you didn't have that foundation.
No. So every time I got to the next round, I was out of jokes. I actually lived in the same room as the guy who won. So we went back to the hotel. He'd fall asleep. I'd have to go into the toilet
and rehearse.
Switch on the light and not even rehearse. Write. Think of. And I was there playing my guitar, like trying to not make a noise so he doesn't hear me.
Shame.
So every single time I got to the next round, I had nothing. And then I realized I wasn't going to win because I think after like the third week, Sfiso Nene, who's the guy who won, he was like, I've got about 900 jokes and I haven't used one of them.
Oh my goodness.
And that just deflated me. Like, you know, I was on such a high. I was on such an adrenaline. I'm through. When he said that.
You went, what?
Now I'm thinking maybe it was a strategy. But when he said it, I literally just went, ugh.
No, okay. It was a strategy.
And then, I kid you not, the next day, I was kicked out.
Wow. You worked on you psychologically.
Something in me just went, okay, I'm done.
You gave up.
Yeah.
And, but he's a cool guy. He's still doing stand-up, which is great. Because most of the guys who were on that show aren't really active in stand-up. It's myself, Sfiso Nene, who won, Tapelo Tips, who we actually got kicked out on the same day. He's doing well. He's a Pretoria cat. Very funny guy. Very devoted to growing comedy and himself.
Good.
Very funny guy. And those are literally the three people that I remember from that show. And there were hundreds of people who auditioned.
But you present Strictly Come Dancing or South Africa's Got Talent or one of that as well.
You should try your research team here. You keep shooting and missing. It's not Strictly.
What
it's
is it?
It's not Last Comic Standing.
What is it?
It's Got Talent.
It's Got Talent.
Yes.
Another rip-off fucking show from America. But you present that.
I do. But breaking news. I've said this yet, anyway.
Okay. Well, I haven't got a breaking sound yet, so I'll break. Breaking news.
Tats Ngonzo, former SES Got Talent host.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not doing it this year.
Wow.
But have you got another program?
No.
Oh, so that's not actually breaking news.
It wasn't
it's
even...
sad news.
It's sad news.
No, the news is so of such that it's breaking
yes.
news.
Yes. No, but I made the decision. It wasn't... I wasn't fired.
Yeah, but it's good.
You think you're
good,
better than the show?
No, I just want to
you must
do comedy.
His horizons. He's so good with comedy. And I extend... I understand exactly what he's saying because one can present and it's lovely to present.
It's lovely. It is lovely.
But comedy, you can go for it because you can conquer the world, Tots.
I think if people who watched me do SES Got Talent watched a show of mine, I mean, it's me, but they'd be like, oh,
yeah,
he goes there. He talks about that.
Yeah. Is there something here that we can
too
talk
soon,
about?
Too soon,
yeah,
too
yeah. Because my stand up is like I love SES Got Talent because I like you said, I did Idols. I did So You Think You're Funny. Like I said, when I came to Joburg, I did the cues and the being judged and the you know, putting my talent on the line.
So you have empathy.
So I have empathy. I understand every single person, good or bad, who comes to that show, which is why I enjoyed it. Mm. But it just, I think I'm at the point where I want to be known for what I do 90% of the time, which is stand up.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm a fan already. So whatever you're going to do, I am just starry eyed at what you're going to do, and I'll be there. So no,
I'm going to hold you up to that, Kasper.
No, I'll be there. I'm telling you, sir, here, you are phenomenal. It's just, this is a thing called Mkonzo Jazz. Isn't that wonderful?
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Oh, Speckle and Glue.
Speckle and Glue.
Mkonzo Jazz. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. What do they say there on the game? What's that Game of Thrones?
Yeah, meneer, ek ook wonder dat dat net 9 dags left until Gamefrona.
It's not Gamefrona.
It's
Hammer.
Game of Thrones.
Hammer.
Hammer Thrones.
9 days until Game of Thrones season 6.
Yeah.
We haven't even spoken about it once.
Yeah, but you know what we do here is that we end consistory and then, not consistory, I nearly said consistory, and then we must do our own satirical version parody of Game of Thrones. So we will have it every week.
Well, it's happening 9 days until but Game of Thrones season 6.
Is Jon Snow alive?
He is.
You think so? They are so secretive.
Spoiler.
I've got episode 1 season 6.
You got it.
I've got.
Don't say it.
How did you get it?
I get fire resource. I get fire resourceful.
Oh my goodness.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
What a delicious song.
Sounds like.
You're missing out, dude.
You will love it.
A name like Jon Snow doesn't sound like a guy who dies.
No, he doesn't, eh?
Jon Snow.
Although the snow was red with his blood, you know?
So was the ground with Jesus's. Look what happened there.
Dude. I'm very cross with you. That's what Jesus is. listen. Gepraat van Jesus, Shaman. Jy het jou eie show.
No, not
shocked.
Really. No, don't be shocked. It's just it's a trial run. We're going to have a show on Tuesday. We're going to start at 2:00, between 2 and 2:45.
But is it religious? Is it religious,
no,
or what kind of show
religious.
Is it?
No, it's not religious. It's spiritual. It's what is to be spiritual, or what is spiritualism all about? So we're
Are you talking to the
that.
Dead?
So we some of the people that will be the gimmicky stuff, but the other things that we want to talk about, and I think on Tuesday we're probably going to touch on it, and that would be walk-ins. It's kind of like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you know.
When you say we, when you say we,
body
who's
snatches.
We?
It's going to be Liesl, Tom, and I. And for Tuesday, we're going to have Vanessa Roswell, and we're going to consult with her. So it's going to be one of those, and also on Tuesday, hopefully you can learn about clearing your space and yourself, you know, with stuff that you have available.
Wow, amazing!
Thank you. So we're going to.
Okay, we'll have a listen, Shemaine. Proud of you.
Phone. Spirit speaks. Spirit.
Will you talk to my
you.
Grandfather?
You also on your own show now.
That's a given.
But Surieta sent a message.
What did she say?
She said that she sent me a gift for my birthday next week.
Oh.
And it wasn't delivered.
But she didn't say it on the WeChat. She sent it to you directly. Is this the way we are with our listeners now? Direct WeChats. Mm-mm. That's fantastic. Mm.
And she is married.
That is open to abuse, that.
Rayvan op die WeChat say, spoiler alert.
What?
Jon Snow is a Targaryen.
Is it what?
Oh, it's Targaryens, people family. Who stay alive after they died, eh?
Oh my goodness.
No, Targaryens, aren't they the dragon people with the fire? Fire people.
Targaryen, the Tokara. That's that woman that he fucked. She was a Targaryen.
Khaleesi.
No. Khaleesi is like a king of the fucking dragons.
Wow, she's the king of the
Am I the only one lost?
Dude, you'll love it.
Culture,
Tats, dude.
Have you watched
it? No, I've never.
Dude, you'll love it, dude. Two episodes, season one, you love it. I
That's
promise
insane.
You.
How many seasons?
We got
six.
We got 2 minutes to quickly do an adjudication. There are two Afrikaans songs out. I want you to adjudicate them and
Baby
tell me
chocolate.
Whether it's good. No, it's not like that. This is more like, these are stylish Afrikaans songs. And I want you to tell me which one is the best for you, okay? This is the first one. It's in the player.
Baho? Maybe not
gonna
know
say,
yet.
I'm going to say who it is. Tats is grabbing his guitar. That's
the song van ons probleme stuur vir almal, 'n boodskap van hoop. Ek dink my vriend is die Messia, eenvoudig volmaak. Ver afskeid deur die massas, alleen denk, knaag om van gas. Sou dit hy wees vir die wêreld een dag, dat herontwaar. Wakker klap. Ontwaak in die lief van nood, dat die story aan jou behoor. Raar ook is daar een bier, ontwaak in self, te maskere dier. Ek verstik in die rook, oor is ons in die ondier. Die gebouw van die water, van ontwaak
in self. Who's this? Can you guess?
My papa hoof van die man is Arno Karstens, meneer.
You're right again, Duncan.
Soms skryf vir almal 'n getikte brief met 'n pen om ons te herinner.
Okay, here's another one. Oh, I thought that was the one. That's also a famous person. What is unique is that both these people never did sing in Afrikaans, but they do now. Arno for the first time, and this one.
Met 'n honger hart wat net nie
wil ek ken, meneer.
As
die man sing, you can actually see his face.
Jacques?
Yeah? As Jacques Ter Blanche, meneer.
You're right.
Jacques, the idol guy.
He's never done Afrikaans.
I feel like you're offended by that.
It's
the second time you're saying it. Both of you have never done Afrikaans before until now. I just want to say that again.
I'm very sensitive because I think most Afrikaans music is cuck. So.
Absolutely, it's braai music.
But not this one as well.
Yeah. Braai.
This is more like naai music.
Yes, it is
Which one do you prefer? Dat be ugly, dankie.
Nee, meneer, dit is nie my gunstelige taste.
Nie een van die twee nie.
Nee.
I prefer...
Charmaine?
I like them both. They for both for different occasions. I think they're both really good.
Gavs?
First one.
Oh, no. That's...
I'll go with...
Oh, that one. Oh, no.
Nee, dat is niet een iPix. En hij is in Zuid-Afrika.
Dat is een moesakke baard worden.
That's right, boys and boys. It's Kia and Skana, and it's with Betty Bangles, Joachim Ludovicus, Maria Jakubina Bates. How are you this morning?
The fuck? Goed en self.
Lekker. Ek wil eers, voor jy begin skeringskinder vir Gavin, dankie sê, ek het hom geskryf op WhatsApp, ek het nie geslaap gisteraand nie.
Why?
I couldn't, I don't know why. I was rolling, I was tossing, and then I was turning and tossing, and then I said, please bring me some energy, which you wouldn't... Thanks, Gavin, because I was like falling asleep, eh? Aww. Even though I was excited. So thank you for that. I'm going to drink this monster drink. Mm-hmm. Hopefully when they hear this, they will sponsor us. And Betty, what kind of news have you got for us?
Well, I got like a news where.
Let's us be the judge of that.
Okay, look, can I say the oom lekker waar ek hierdie monster drink?
At the moment. Rocky Horror Picture Show, die remake, fuck jou. Fox het nou een trailer release, met bietjie images van die production, dit vloof ek nou op een verhoog sit, allemaal aan die kant van die studio.
Bietjie midgets van die production?
Bietjie images.
Midgets. Ek dacht, dit is een midget show.
Nee, images.
Okay.
Ja, en het lyk nogals belovend. Laverne Cox is mos Frankenfurter.
Mos nie geweet nie.
Nee, jy het, want ek het voorin gesê, maar jy fokin luister nie.
Fokin jammer.
Want doen moet papierwerk as ek skinner.
Can we get to the gossip, please?
I'm busy with the fucking gossip. Listen to the fucking gossip.
Stop with the foreplay and just get straight to the point.
Laat ek om inset. Nou ja, ek het laat... Jy is terrible! Ek het laat gesê, ek het my bedenkinge oor Laverne Cox wat Frankenfurter gaan speel, want sy is transgender, sy lyk soos 'n vrou, en Frankenfurter is, die hele ding is, dis 'n man in make-up en 'n rok. So, die images, sy lyk bietjie nog steeds vrouerig, maar hy het al... make-up geoverdone, soos like meer drag as, as transgender. So,
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Dit kan ook werk, dit like baie modern gedoen, maar die voice en die sang en alles is daar. So, maar ek dink dit klink belovend.
Maar ek hoor oor die hele wêreld die moffies wat vra, wanneer?
wanneer Halloween
is, kom het dan uit.
Het kom Halloween uit.
Oeh, nog net een paar maanden.
En nog iets wat die movies gaan gelukkig maak. Eddie wordt gespeeld door niemand anders nie
wie.
As Adam Lambert.
Ek sal hem op.
Jy lieg.
Ek sweer danken.
Adam Lambert. Weet jy
wie is Adam Lambert?
Ja,
wat is sy song wat Eddie sing? Rock and roll something.
Oof, mud on your face, you big disgrace.
Fuck on my face.
No.
Ja, so ek is baie excited daaroor.
Okay, nog nies?
Nog nies. Fuck. Move on swiftly.
Adam Lambert is from that popular band, isn't he?
No.
Yes, Duncan. Let's move on. No.
Idol.
He was the runner-up for Idol's.
Was he a local artist?
510.
No, he's fucking one of the best talents the generation has
seen. Exactly, and he's gothic.
He's fantastic. But okay, let's go on. I'm looking for that Eddie song now.
Okay.
While you are looking for something. Part one.
Okay, can we get to the news, please?
Canadian?
Ja, can we now at least start with... Slik
jou koffie, gaan sit in die hoek onmiddellik. En vee af jou blink voorkop.
Praat, man.
Okay.
Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, het nou besluit, hy gaan equality meer inbring in die land in. So, op die oomblik is die legal age om seks te hê. Strijd, mense. Is 18. Ja. Nee, ek lieg 16.
Yes.
Maar vir gay mense is dit 18.
Why?
Fok weet. Maar
we,
nou...
We are ready when we act.
Maar nou kan jy...
Speak for yourself, Gasper.
Hy gaan die wet nou verander na 16 toe.
Bless his big Canadian.
Die hoërskoolkinders in 16... kan hy gaan op 16, gaan op pauze, badkamer toe hardloop en hom gaan inzet.
Oh my goodness.
Betty, let me get this right. So what you just said right now is that in Canada, legal, when you're 16 and you're a man and you're about to have sex with a woman, you need to be 16.
No.
That's the song.
Yeah.
But Adam Hunt's song. Okay, sorry, what did you say?
So gay people in Canada can only have sex when they're 18.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Not can... It is legal.
Okay.
The law doesn't stipulate gay people. Anal sex is only legal outside of marriage when you're 18.
Oh, really? Sodomization.
But they're going to change it to 16.
Bless them all.
Yeah.
I'm confused. What's the situation in South Africa? Do we know? 18, probably.
I think it's 18. Mm. Yeah.
And why do you even have to age restrict it?
I don't know. What's outside next? Of marriage. So if you're 16 and you're married, you can...
Have
so you can come in the front door, but when you're 18, and then you need to go for the back
door.
Okay,
let
me just play this a bit.
Woo!
Okay. Klink vir my na fucking hoërskool rock and roll liedjie. Okay, but that is what Adam will see.
Well, daar gaan nou hoërskool rock and roll liedjie in Canada wees binnenkort.
Oh, for sure.
En dan...
Nog nieuws?
Daar is nog nieuws, ja. A Dutch broadcasting channel, daar's twee van die presenters, wat a very gay shoot gedoen het vir Le Homo magazine.
Le Homo.
Le Homo. That is washing powder for gays. You know, when my washing is dirty, I wash it in Le Homo for cold water.
Oh, fuck, man.
Ja, hulle het 'n hele shoot gedoen vir die magazine, but
they straight, hey?
Hulle is well...
Ek het die video
gekyk, daai een ou...
Where can we see this video?
Well, all over the internet.
Well, how should we search for it?
Straight TV presenters, kies.
Dutch.
Yeah,
Dutch. You know, I know the one guy I worked with. I was on his show when they were in Cape Town, and I presented a little section on that. It's a Dutch show.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And that guy, what's his name, Jan?
Jan
Versteeg. Ja,
Versteeg. Hy het Versteeg daar in die shoot ook.
Ja. So there's two straight guys sexually what?
Ja, hulle het die shoot gedoen to open up the conversation about homosexuality
en homophobia.
Ja. Wat ek nie lekker
They just don't want, I mean, like people like Duncan who are homophobic in essence.
I'm not.
So we have Duncan maybe do a love scene with, who's on from 3 to 4, or from 2 to 4, yeah?
Kelman.
No, man.
No, O'Neill.
O'Neill. You and O'Neill. You see?
Yeah, I weet nie. Ek is nie seker hoe ek voel om oor daaroor nie. Wat wys jy vir my? Nee, dis porn daai Gavin.
Jesus, Gavin.
What a weird
thing. Sis, Gavin.
He was telling a story in the Skiren Skinner for years now, and I googled the bloody kiss, and it's not there.
But
for years.
It's in his kiss.
It's in his kiss.
That's where it is.
Yeah, that's my tongue. It's in my kiss. Oh, he monster energy drink work. But Betty, don't you have crushing...
Yeah.
Fucking zone... Crushing bone mauling news.
Who just came out? Who's an influential person who just came out?
Who slept with who?
Yeah, joke, I hate.
No, just like... I hate. And it can even be, you know...
Ek het nuus vir Taylor Swift.
Sy okay.
Well,
what?
Sy sê nee. Ek sê ja.
Okay, why do you say yes?
Oh my god.
So, alles het uit mekaar het geblaas. 'N fan het 'n foto gepost waar sy en haar best friend in hakkies, Carly Kloss, sy's 'n Victoria's Secret model, waar hulle mekaar soen, maar soos nie Hallo, hoe gaan het soen nie? Soos in soen, by a rock concert. En sy het getweet, en die hele social media het ontplof oor die story.
Maar, wie het getweet?
Net a fan.
O, okay.
Maar toe kom het uit, dat daar's 'n ou wat vir die afgelope 4 jaar haar hele secret relationship volg. En daar is foto proof en video proof en alles. En dis insane. Daar's 'n videoclip waar sy by 'n basketball matches somebody girl waar hulle soos in mekaar wel nie mekaar nie Taylor skuur so met haar skouer teen die vrou en die vrou gaan weg en jy kan haar daar subtitles my jy kan haar lippe lees wat sy sê calm down
en oh my goodness
dis seker goedjies vir obviously wil hulle dit nie public maak nie maar ding ja nee die kykies proor.
Oh my goodness.
But so what about all these boyfriends?
I think there's beards. Definitely.
Beards.
Well, size a beard.
What is a beard?
A beard is a girl, well, a gay man, wat nie wil erken as gay nie, het a girlfriend and it's a beard.
And is die girlfriend elite?
Maar, nie altyd nie. So ek dink sy gebruik die ouens as
beards.
A beard.
But why would she? Because like coming out is a thing these days. You've got nothing to be ashamed of being gay.
Yeah, not
but you're not out, Duncan, so what are you talking about?
A lot of people are trying to get me in. But I ain't about that, man.
Shame, that's shocking.
Yeah, I mean, there's a list. And also, the boyfriends that she had, it's a bit questionable. I mean, there's all the sinkies, what's not rare. There's not control freak months.
Exactly.
Lots of boyfriends.
There's all the sinkies that half sy beheer oor het. I mean, it is... was it Harry Styles van One Direction? Dit is die ookie van Twilight.
Zac Efron?
Nee.
Die ander een met die plat neus.
Die wolf.
Ja, hy.
Hy. En is alles sinkies. Dis nie... So, side control oor hulle.
Exactly.
So, dis meer buddies wat sy gebruik
vir publicity. But now, she's got a new... She went from Calvin Harris, isn't it?
Ja.
To this guy from The Night Manager. That was a nice series on BBC. So she's flip flop tussen months.
There's elke jaar is wat iemand anders.
So maybe she's a lesbian. She could be.
I think definitely.
Look, one of these guys could have came out and said, "Look, this girl
could have came out."
Well, no. One of the guys
come out
would have just
could have came out. So I know every second sentence I do is wrong grammatically. I know, Duncan, but I'm trying to say face. And with that, I want to. But that's okay. I apologize to everyone for that.
Monster.
Take it as part of my personality. I'm so sorry. Where were I? Oh, God. Monster. Yeah, go on.
I was just saying that one of these guys that were fronting to be the boyfriend after a breakup could have easily came out and said, she's really a lesbian. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is all the guys that she's been involved with is
Sienkies.
Yeah, they're not like powerful men. So I think she was controlling them and in such a way that they won't come out and say something.
They get publicity in return.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if she goes to the shopping center, there's pictures. So they get good publicity and a song maybe about them. But Taylor writes songs about them.
Cool. After the skit and skin, I've got an interesting fact about you, about that drink you're having, Monster.
Oh, do you want him to finish?
Yeah, as soon as he's done, of course.
No, I'm done. Go for it.
Finish off.
No, but you know what happened? Our
extra special
guest has arrived.
Whoop, whoop.
I am so glad. He was caught in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But then he broke through traffic. And now he's here. And it is not only a guest, he is now a FOTS friend of the show, multi-talented, oh my goodness gracious me, and he's got a show this weekend, I want to talk to him about it. My door is always open for this man, his name is Tatsun Kondo, and he's here, live, at the Casper Radio Show.
Thank you guys. Thank
Hello, Tats.
People never believe you when you say traffic in Joburg, eh?
But they
There's
must
always
see it.
A measure of,
Yeah, I said no. Yeah.
Really?
It's like stomach bug. I've got a stomach bug. Can't
at
come.
Work.
Yeah.
There was traffic.
Where was this traffic?
No, I believe you, absolutely.
It's the highway that passes William Nicol and
Western Bypass.
Yes. Yeah. I'm very bad with street names and things.
Like Frank Sinatra sang, "It's on the highway."
Oh no, that's not how that goes.
Well then I must have misheard.
Oh, so I thought you were singing "My Way."
No, "Highway." And then there was another song. Then there was another song by the Bee Gees. Broken Heart, and I always misheard that because he says, "Please, man," and then I thought he said, me, ma'am, but he says, "Please help." I thought he said, "Please help me, ma'am, my broken heart," but he sings, "Please help me mend my broken heart." But I thought he was singing to someone older in his room. Please help me, man.
Miss her.
My broken heart.
I've got one like that, but it's a hip-hop reference with Tupac, who was very hardcore gangster rapper, but he wrote a very beautiful song to his mom. And the line was, "And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand.
You are appreciated."
It was so big back then that I thought he was talking about Bob Mabena. I thought he was saying, "And there's no way I can pay you back, Bob Mabena will show you that I understand." And I was like, wow, Bob Mabena is famous.
That's hilarious.
But my plan is to show you.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Bob Mabena. Yeah.
Tats, are you recording your show yet?
I'm recording it tomorrow.
Where?
I'm at Melrose Arch at the new Goliath Comedy Club. Very sexy venue. Very, very
sexy
venue.
Will you be the first guy to record there?
I will be, yes.
I haven't been there yet. I want to go. I told them the other day.
I don't have someone to perform with me. Like an open support act.
Dude, look no further than...
I am looking, right? What are you doing tonight,
I've got a stomach bug.
And the traffic will be hectic on the way from your house to that venue?
Skrkla.
Yeah,
Can't you just bless my audience? Just one of those, we had no idea this could ever have happened.
We can talk about it. Let me see how far I get with this monster drink.
Lovely.
What's the show called?
The show called Tats and Gonzo is Privileged.
Oh yes.
And it's basically about my. Can I tell you a quick story?
Okay, but make it very quick, eh?
Very quick. I was in Edinburgh in 2015, and the people who took me to Edinburgh to perform there for the month were the same people who took Trevor to perform there for his first time before he became Trevor.
And, Trevor Gumby.
No, Noah. Trevor Noah. So now, I had a very good time. I had the best venues. This is the biggest arts festival in the world. I had the best venues. I was on BBC. I had interviews left, right, and center because these guys are so connected.
Yeah.
And then I ended up on Al Jazeera English with like a Danish comedian who plays the bagpipes.
Uh-huh.
And they were asking him how his experience was. It was his fifth time there, and he was having a horrible time.
Uh-huh.
He stayed with like other comedians from other countries. I had a flat on my own. He couldn't practice because he had a bagpipe, so he wasn't able to perfect his show anywhere.
And you were in the presidential king suite.
Exactly. And the whole time this guy's talking about his experience, I'm sitting there going, please don't ask me about how I'm doing.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I realized it was my glimpse into what white privilege tastes like. And I get it's amazing.
It is, eh?
And I get why you don't want to talk
about
it.
Your farts are even different.
You don't fart.
Mm. No, it's perfume.
It's perfume. And that's where the show basically started to come from, when I was like, I've also got moments or pockets. Because white privilege is something that's always spoken about.
Yeah, but never, it's now a hot topic.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic.
But
topic.
Never the other people who have other things. And that's where I like to make fun, and I'm playing in that arena this evening.
That's fantastic. I wish I could be there, man.
I wish you could be there as well.
Because the little bit I've seen of you is incredible. That thing you do about the diseases.
The disease.
Yes, that is top notch.
That joke got me fired from 5FM.
That's top notch comedy. That is up there. That's what my my favorite kind of. It's so clever. Do you do it in this show?
I will. Dear.
Please.
What
must
is the
be,
joke?
He's got this. Will you sum it up a little bit for us? It's so fucking funny.
It's about. It was when Ebola came out. Like when Ebola. I don't know why I say came out. Ebola is not Ricky Martin.
No.
When Ebola first made the news, it was such a big thing, and then people were labeling it like an African disease.
But it was.
And so, but the thing is, when I was in Edinburgh, I was telling him, I'm from South Africa. In South Africa, we didn't have Ebola.
Mm.
America got Ebola before us.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it never changed. So the whole thing is about how Ebola, if there was such a thing as the Disease Awards, would have won Disease of the Year. At the Disease Awards.
You see, I'm already laughing.
And then I go and I play out the Disease Awards.
Ach, do a little bit. Ach, do please, man.
On radio, I don't know if it'll translate. So it goes like, can you imagine if there was the Disease Awards? You know, the music.
What must we do for you? Play music.
You guys will be the diseases.
Okay.
I'll be TB.
So I get the. Can you imagine if there was the Disease Awards and the music starts? Yeah. Welcome to the 62nd Annual Disease Awards, QTV. Thank you, TB. To the 62nd Annual Disease Awards, hosted by our very own Trevor, no medical aid. And then the host comes on. Welcome, everybody, to the 62nd Annual Disease Awards. Our first guest for this evening, the very talented Disease. He's been killing audiences all over the world with his hit single, Good Killer. It's our musical guest, Usher Rabies.
Okay.
And then it carries on. Usher does his performance. I done killed a lot of girls, I done killed a lot of boys, and you know this much is true. I don't give a rat's ass if you're human, cause you know that I'm killing dogs too. Can't nobody kill him like me. Can't nobody kill him like me. Bite, bite, bite. Can't nobody. And then it carries on, and then the whole thing, until at the end, Ebola comes up for his acceptance speech, and the event is over.
But give Ebola's speech a little bit of it.
The thing is, I need to go through the joke to get the speech make sense.
I'm sorry, I'm like one of those. I'm like your parent. Like,
yes.
Do this.
You think like you do
that? Oh, but it's very funny. It's so brilliant. Innovative.
Thank you, Cass. Coming from you,
man.
You're a very humble gentleman, so you don't realize, or you don't...
I say it like it is.
Do you know how huge this man is in comedy?
To the youth coming into comedy, or
to
just the elders?
To comedy.
what are you saying, Duncan?
No, I'm just trying to find out that who knows Casper exactly. Not everyone in the industry, though.
No.
The golden oldies.
Wait. Can I tell you something? I was at the spa the other day, and a guy came up to me, and he says, you look a bit like Casper de Vries.
You know what I
mean? And I said, yeah, no, people tell me. And I
you lie.
Yeah.
What kind? Who
Why
was
didn't
this?
You own it? Why didn't you say yes?
No, it's like your has-been if they say you look a bit like Casper de Vries.
I see.
You see?
Who
so
was
I
this?
Went, it was some guy.
Like, describe him. Like,
so
was
you
he
were
a big
offended.
He was like a blowball kind of a guy.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys
I was cool. told that, I wasn't told that I look like Gavin Prince.
Yeah.
Right? But I was told that I look like the Mofiki on Cake Mix.
Oh! How did that make you feel, though?
Like the Mofiki on Cake Mix.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But
before I forget, I must quickly go feedback here from last week. It's very funny. So we had Yvonne here, and we did sex sounds. We were talking about this orgasm library in the iCloud, and you can go listen to orgasms.
Oh, wow.
And so we were talking, and then we were having fun, and we did our own.
Is there such a thing, first of all?
Yeah. We talked about it. We went to it. Sexy. We played it, some sounds from it. And then we made our own sex sounds. Now, a guy wrote in and he said, you know what? I was listening to your show on earphones at work. Hy mag nie werk dit nie, maar hy sit sy oorfoon op, dan sit hy by die computer. God, toe kom daar 'n ou tannie en sy stamp sy fucking oorfone af. And then it went loud. They heard this. This is from our show. This is what they heard. And then, ach, excuse toch, jong man. That's us.
That's you guys in studio.
That's what we did.
That sounds very sexy.
I'm trying to hear my voice.
Is that a balloon?
It sounds like it's more than what two people.
No, sorry, sir.
Fuck me, Magno Clark.
So that happened, and he had to please explain. He had to say it's a joke. Poor guy, eh? Willem. I think it's Willem. You wrote to
Willem.
Me. No, you wrote to me. Said,
sorry, that's Willem.
It's not what it sounds like.
Yeah, but it's not at all. No, it's a joke. Really? Yeah, it's not sex at all. It's Casper.
What kind of a job does he do?
He sits in an office.
Okay, one of those jobs.
But yeah.
Yeah, there's no detail, but the show comes with risks.
There was a lady here last time. Did you fire someone? What's happening?
No.
Yes, sir.
But we're not fired.
You did fire someone.
No. Todd, was it Alicia or was it Shemaine?
She had a show that...
Describe
white her. Girl or black girl?
She had a spiritual show that she was about to kick
off. Oh, Shemaine. No, she's not fired.
Okay, so
she's got a show on dead people. Does anyone know
about
Shemaine?
Yeah, something like that. Ancestors.
Do you know that Alicia's not with us anymore?
You never
I never fired her. She is going to resign because she's going to go for a new job.
I feel like I've just opened up.
You did. You opened up a wound now.
I did.
So we could get Alicia in and we'll do a farewell show for her and everything.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that why she wanted to talk to you yesterday? On the
yes. And she couldn't come in because she's going to resign today. Well, maybe I'm fucking it all up now and she didn't resign. And now they're going to fire her because you know, talk too soon. But that is what. But no, Shemaine, next time you're here.
She was fantastic. I liked her.
Yeah, Shemaine is lovely.
And she had a nice.
Yeah. Well, if you speak to dead people, you're a bit insane. But still.
Think about the next person who's going to use the bloody microphone. You know how many times I've stopped Jonty from jizzing on the mic, but you go ahead and just burp on it.
Give me that thing, that spray. Let me just spray it.
Whose show is on next?
It's poor Jason Lundberg.
Casper's
burping
it.
On all the mics.
I'm sorry, I'm high on the monster. I'm high on this monster. Drink.
Why is him? Are you tired? Oh,
I was tired, yeah. And
were you out last night?
No, I couldn't sleep. I was tossing. And then I asked for Gavin, but please bring some energy. And now it's affecting me. Anyway, let's sing.
Okay, so I would sing something like, what's happening now? What is...
What do you mean?
You mentioned...
Morgan Tsvangirai.
Brexit.
The Euro. The Euro Cup.
Okay, so Brexit, I would be on late night news, and then I would sing, let's say, about Brexit, and I'd do something like... So this would be David Cameron, for example.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Pause. Three, four. Bob. Guess it's true, I'm not good with this decision. But I still need love like an immigrant. These votes never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave European Union. Oh, won't you stay with me? You, 'cause you all I need.
Oh, it's so something like that.
One more song, please.
I love it.
Morgan Tsvangirai has just been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh my gosh.
And Robert Mugabe admitted to take poisoning.
Have you got some monster in you? Because you're fucking huckling here.
Meneer, listen, Morgan Tsvangirai had cancer. And Robert Mugabe had come and say that he had him poisoned.
No, you're joking.
Except,
no,
we can't sing songs about that.
Really?
I
thought Zimbabwe is always funny.
Cancer.
Did he admit that?
No, you were just going to add that into your song.
Oh, wow. This misdirection here.
I wish that story was true.
It is. Well,
then my mother was crowned misdirection in 1955. I promise you.
Are you serious?
No, I'm talking to Kat. It's the monster speaking.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the show is called...
I love you, Casper.
I love you, too. Your show is called
Casper
Privilege.
Is it Casper or Casper?
As you wish. As you wish.
Casper.
Is it Casper?
No, not Casper. Sounds like Puss, man.
Casper.
Yeah.
Casper.
It's all called Privileged. Can people still book or is it like...
Yes, you can book tickets at ticketpros.co.za.
Are you going to tour with us more or is it just now just the registration of this on DVD?
I did Centurion, Pretoria, doing Joburg.
To play yourself in for the DVD.
And then East London, yes.
Have you got new material already?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good.
It's a great show. I enjoy this show. This is my best show so far. So I look forward to actually doing it.
Yeah. And well, you say you. Now, but in 5 years' time, you're going to have a show. You say, this is my best show.
I hope so.
That's what it should be.
That's how growth happens. Mm.
Do you watch the Euro 2016?
I haven't.
Why?
Did Portugal win?
Score
On penalties.
5-3.
Did Cristiano score the last one?
He
scored the first one.
Who do you love more, Messi or Cristiano? Let's go around. Messi.
Cristiano.
Messi.
Why Messi. Cristiano?
Cristiano doesn't have any tattoos.
Why are you not asking us? Because we are gay.
No. So Cristiano or Ronaldo?
Cristiano for the abs.
For the.
You mean
totally
the abs?
Jonty, Cristiano or
Ronaldo? He's not Jonty. He's Betty.
He doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Ask him about Tinkerbell or some shit. So gay.
Okay, so I'm in a conflicted situation because tomorrow is Wales. It's tonight, Wales against Belgium. Mm. Who the fuck? I love them both.
Belgium's the best.
It's Sunday, it's Iceland against France, and I love Iceland.
Are you a soccer man?
No, Euro.
Euro man.
Mm. Okay. Good soccer, World Cup and Euro. But so I think we must play out with Iceland's anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got a thought of the week, maybe, Duncan? No.
But he has many.
Here is the thought of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the microphone Duncan Mambazo with the thought of the week. Over to you, Duncan.
And today's thought of the week is that...
yes.
Really, just go out there and have fun, really.
That's not you. Exactly, yes. That's a well-thought-out thought of the week.
Can we change and ask somebody else, please?
Let me ask you for a thought of the week, Tuts.
Am I not going to get an intro like he did?
No.
The thought of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the microphone Tats and Konzo with the thought of the week.
If you ever find yourself jealous, envious about other people's success, remember, you don't deserve it.
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Show.